Final segment here on WesternKansasNews.com as the Beavers shut out the Russell Broncos on Friday night 22-0 here as we recap the game there. Starting off the stats from Russell, the Beaver defense holding Russell to 147 yards of offense, 43 through the air as the quarterback there for Russell, Braden Gibson. He was 11 of 22 passing with an interception. Jesse Whitmer had four rushes for about 48 yards. They also set or four receptions, that is, and he had seven rushes for 25 yards. And Russell was limited to just seven first downs, so back-to-back weeks where Scott City's limited their opponent to under 10 first downs. Russell was 2 of 8 on third down and just 1 of 4 on fourth down, but penalties really killed the Broncos, 10 penalties for 87 yards. So Scott City's defense doing a pretty good job there. Offensively, Scott City ended up unofficially there with 325 yards of offense, 202 on the ground on 49 carries. Harrison King was 7 of 13 through the air, 123 yards, no touchdowns, and unfortunately two interceptions there. Jace Thomas led the ground attack with 110 yards on 17 carries unofficially and two scores. Also, for reception-wise, Isaac Trango had four receptions, 51 yards, but 325 yards of offense. Not too bad there for Scott City. In that game, they also had their third scoring drive of 90-plus yards in 2 weeks and really of the season as well. Scott City did have 16 first downs in the game. They were 3 of 6 on fourth down, but kind of struggled moving the ball on third down. They were 5 of 14, and they had just two penalties for 20 yards. So they're cleaning things up a little bit on the penalty-wise, and that was one of the fewest penalties I can remember in quite some time for Scott City. That's a good sign to see there. Hopefully that continues on down the road as Scott City got the victory there 20-0 on Friday night. Now they focus their attention with two pretty big home games. Smoky Valley comes into town. They are 2-3 on the year. But get this, they are shut out at home this year. They're 0-3 at home. They had not scored a point at home. Both of their wins coming on the road, and most recently at Goodland in a double overtime win, 21-20. They squeaked by Goodland there. That was a good back-and-forth game. What you're going to see from Smoky Valley, you're going to see a lot of wishbone. They like to run the wishbone there, some option out of it. They'll run some eye, but this is going to be a big line and up front there that Scott City will face. But they are Smoky Valley will definitely be well-coached. Tim Lambert is their head coach there. He's done some pretty good things there at Smoky Valley. His third trip, or third coaching stop, he was at St. Francis for a long time, had some really great success, had quite a bit of success at Concordia, turned that around, and then he had a pretty good run here a few years ago at Smoky Valley. They were reaching the quarterfinals two times in a row there in 4A Division II and then in Class 3A back in 17 and 2018. They had a tough year last year, but they've got two wins this year, and it'll be a tough task for Scott City. Military Appreciation Night, hopefully it'll be a great turnout for that, but it should be a nice night for football. Scott City trying to get to 4-2 on the year. They have two big home games here, and then with Colby next Friday night, and then Southeast Saline at Gypsum there to round up the regular season. Already we're five games in and just three to go. But more importantly, Scott City 3-2 and 2-0 in the district after that win over Russell 20-0 on Friday night. Thanks again for listening here to Sounds of the Game featuring Scott City here on WesternKansasNews.com. We'll do it again next week.